Hello, fellow Warhammer 40,000 aficionados, Salty John from TFG Radio and Las Vegas Openhead Judge here to bring you a wrap-up of this week in the ITC. This article is supposed to be the first in a weekly series for me. The goal is to highlight the changes in the 40K ITC standings weekly. Reese and I thought it would be a really cool idea to call out the people climbing the main ITC ladder and the sub-ladders like the regional and faction standings, giving people the recognition they deserve for unique lists and winning tournaments along the way. Each article will also appear as an episode of TFG Radio in podcast form, and that episode will always be embedded into the article for easy access. So if you like listening to articles and podcasts rather than reading, here's your chance. Overall ITC Week in Review for March the 14th, 2018. Normally, I would be discussing big changes in the leaderboard here, but seeing as how this is the first article, let's just take a quick peek at the overall top 10 for 40K in the ITC. It is early in the season still, but we have some big names at the top of the overall leaderboard already. Currently in first place is Josh Death, and in second, Matt Root, who is the ITC champion two seasons ago. For me, the most interesting thing about this top 10 early in the season is the spread of armies. Josh Death is playing Death Guard, mostly. Matt Root, Tyranids. In second place, with only RTTs in the books and two wins on one-third place. Alexander Fennel with Imperium. Patrick McEnany with Ultramarines. Anthony Belm, Tau, pre-Codex Tau, mind you. Sean Proser with Tyranids. Gary Frank, Tyranids. Patrick McNeil, Imperial Knights. Chris Taylor, Tyranids. Christopher Boss, Death Guard. Four Tyranid players in the top 10, an Imperial Knight player, and a pre-Codex Tau? That's inconceivable. Really, any Tau, besides Paul McKelvey, being in the top 10 pre-Codex is rather astonishing. Let's not kid ourselves here. Anthony Belm is running a very interesting list that is drone spam and a few Yavara in three Outrider detachments. 93 drones, but only two commanders, which means he'll do well with the current nerf to commanders. Whatever will a list like this do when you can't take more than one commander in the new codex? Oh wait, never mind. Well done, Anthony Belm. For a book that is supposedly so lackluster, at least according to the internet, Tyranids are doing quite well, with the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th place spots, overall, early in the ITC season. If the Nid Codex can stand the test of time with Tau, Jukari, and Necrons coming down the pipe, it's yet to be seen. If Matt Root is playing it, though, can the Codex really be that bad? Another standout is internet good guy Alexander Fennel, killing it with his Imperium list. Way to go, Alex. Hope to see you doing well this season once again and going deep into the field at the next Las Vegas Open. Patrick McEnany is doing well with his Ultramarines thus far. Two first place finishes, at RTTs, cements his spot, so far, in 4th overall, and best Adeptus Astartes, with 314.2 points to only 190.46 points to the 2nd place Astartes player, Eric Lathouris. Unfortunately, Patrick's list isn't available via the BCP app, but I'm sure people are wondering what exactly is in it. Gilliman or no Gilliman? Who knows? The later we go into the season, the more the leaderboards will change. Remember though, if you want to really be discussed in this series on the weekly ITC, the best way to do that is to upload your list in the BCP app. The guys at Best Coast Pairings are constantly improving their already great app, and Paul McKelvey and I have spoken about a number of great improvements coming to the app and website in the near future. Regional Leaders Review. The regional leaderboards were recently overhauled on the FLG page by BCP, so if you noticed them not quite functioning a week or so ago, they are now fully operational. So let's jump right in with the United States and its regional leaders. Overall, the US leaders are Matt Root, Alex Fennel, and Patrick McEnany. Aren't you dying to know what's in Patrick's list even more now? In the Northeast, the leader is Alex Fennel. Keep up the good work, fighting the good fight for the Emperor. Keep those Necrons at home, okay? In the Midwest, we've got Matt Root in the lead, followed by Gary Frank. Matt is one of the three Tyranid players currently in the top 10 overall for ITC. Matt is a great all-around player who won the entire ITC with his performance at the 2017 LVO. At that event, Matt was playing AdMech using Orc models. I heard a rumor he's currently playing Tyranids with AdMech models. Can anyone confirm this salacious and wholly fabricated rumor? The South has Chris Taylor in the lead by a hair, with 280.02 points to Mark Perry's 276.98 points. The South produces some great Warhammer 40K players, from a lot of the guys at Bella Lost Souls like Thomas Goatboy Reedy, to 40K elders with gravitas like John Cook. You can expect the fight for the South to be a real barn burner, knockdown, drag-out fight for the soul of 40K, with chess clocks and dice apps on the line. Chris Taylor has also played Tyranids this season, thus far, and racked up a 1st, 4th, and 5th place finish. Also add him to the No List Uploaded Club. Come on, Nid players, we are all curious what you're having success with. Upload those lists. The southwest of the US has been dominated so far by the Index Xenos 2 Tau list of Anthony Bellum, which I discussed briefly earlier. With the new codex releasing this weekend, Anthony is set to go on a run in the southwest of Tau domination. A new codex, put into the hands of a player already doing so well with just the index options, could be a truly terrifying thing for the southwest. Anthony is clearly a competent Tau player, and with the increased potency of the new codex, don't go believing what you read in the very whiny 40k Tau forums and Facebook groups, he may be a lock to win the region with just a GT or major win. It's conceivable that were he to play in a GT or major soon after the Tau release, he could catch enough people by surprise with his clear grasp of the army and new rules and get a win. I personally despise Tau, but I would really like to see what Anthony can do in the Southwest and overall standings with the shiny new codex in hand. Good luck. The West of the United States is currently being dominated by 40k power couple Jessica and Paul Bowman. Jessica and Paul have been staples of the tournament scene for a long while now, particularly in the West. I saw them both at the Bay Area Open and Las Vegas Open last season. I didn't go to the SoCal Open, but I wouldn't be surprised if they played in that as well. Jessica was the highest-ranked female player in the ITC last season, if my memory serves. This season, she is a solid 30-plus points ahead of her husband Paul, who is in second, and she is playing Necrons. Index Necrons. Much like with Anthony in the Southwest region, it will be really interesting to see what Jessica can do with the new codex. Perhaps we can see our second female BAO champ, or our first female ITC champion, among other events she could break the ceiling in. The South Pacific is getting going, with Eric Lathouris sitting on top the pile with two events and 190.46 points to his name, followed by Rory Argent in second, and Simon Gotchkovic in third. Eric is playing Ultramarines and Rory is fielding Imperium. Neither had a list up, unfortunately, in the events they played. Canada is currently led by Rupert Campbell, Josh Death, and Nicholas Froese. Rupert is currently in the lead with only one event under his belt, but it was a major win. He won the Wet Coast Major, held in British Columbia. He ran Yanari to a win and 139.29 points in the ITC. A major win is a big deal in ITC standings, and with a few more smaller wins and another good placing at a GT or major, could catapult Rupert into contention for the overall ITC by the end of the year. Good luck to him, and just look at that model that's linked down below, along with his list. With the Yanari Battalion, Samhain Outrider Detachment, and Altok Battalion, Rupert's list is a fast and nasty list. Not too spam heavy, not too Reaper heavy. With a good mix of quality units and psychic prowess, it isn't difficult to see the list doing well with a capable player behind it. 10 CPs and only 15 drops is pretty good as well, and you can't really go wrong taking your Vrain right now in 40k. Europe is currently getting dominated by the Scandinavian contingent in the ITC. If you're listening out there in Europe, you need to get more of your events to report to the ITC. I know that there have been plenty of events so far, but not a lot reported to the ITC. It would be great to see a player from the European region of the ITC win it all one year. Just don't go all Ryder Cup on us Americans, you hear? Faction leaders. So for this part of the article, I plan to focus primarily on factions where some big changes have occurred or where an unknown player or odd list has performed well. For the first week of this article, I'm going to briefly cover the most interesting factions so far, with a plan to go more in depth on factions at a later date. Adeptus Sororitas. Most notable is the absence of hashtag wrecked member Adrian Genard, the far and away best sisters player last year in the ITC. Jeremy Applebaum is currently sitting on top with 252.25 points. Adeptus Astartes. The top three all have at least two events apiece. I suspect by the end of April, the top spots will belong to people with four events each. The current top spot is Patrick McEnany. Adeptus Custodes. The new kids on the block in their shiny gold armor seem set to make some waves in the competitive scene. Granted, a lot of those waves appear to be coming in the form of small detachments of custodes rather than lists made up of majority custodes units and detachments. Currently in first with the boys in gold is Shane Watts. Chaos Space Marines. This faction currently has a dominant leader in Mark Perry, with 276.98 points, over 80 points ahead of Jared Friedman in second. Death Guard. The Death Guard has one of the most hotly contested top spots in the ITC currently, with Christopher Ross only 7 points ahead of Josh Death. Both players are close to 300 points already to boot. Gene Stealer Colts. While a maligned faction, ITC notable and new Idahoan, Michael Snyder, currently sits in first. Imperium. Currently dominated by Alexander Fennell, who is 119 points ahead of Tyler DeVries in second. Necrons. With a new book on the horizon, this faction will be a fun one to watch. Can Jessica Bowman continue her dominance with a new book? Or will Ian Thornton, who's only a few points back, overtake her? Tau, which, as mentioned earlier, are in the same spot as Necrons with a new book coming, are currently dominated by Anthony Baum, who is well over 100 points ahead of Dale Oser in second place. Tyranids. Who would have predicted that the Tyranid faction would have two players with over 300 ITC points apiece? After LVO this year, they were a much maligned faction online. Just goes to show that sometimes a book needs time to sit and stew in the meta before its true potential can come out. Or perhaps it's dumb luck. Time will tell, but Matt Root and Sean Proser should feel good about having over 300 points each, and third place Gary Frank is hot on their heels with 297.5 points. Did I mention all three of these Tyranid players are currently in the top 10 overall and have been for 2 weeks in a row now? Well, I hope you enjoyed this week in the ITC for 40K with me, Salty John. I will try to mix things up each week with the format and what info I will present to you, but always with a focus on the changes to the standings and interesting lists, factions, and regions. Let me know in the comments what you liked or didn't like, or what you would like me to cover in the future.